Okay, Julia.
1, 2, 3, 4, 7.
Is your headphone fine?
Is it loud?
I think so. It seems fine. I don't know.
It's a personal preference. If you want it louder.
Oh, no, then I'm fine. I didn't know if I was looking for something specific.
Howdy, and welcome to the Three Stride Podcast, where we take a humorous look at the equestrian world. Here are your hosts, Laura Fernandez, Julia Hansen, and Molly Heroy. Giddy up.
Welcome to the Three Stride Podcast. This one's going to be a little chaotic because it's just Julia and I. And JC is here because Engineer Andrew is in Texas, so we're at Disney World. It's going to be the long-standing bit right now.
Disney World for sure.
Okay, so Jay, you know how now with my work, I'm traveling a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm telling you, this weekend, I'm in Palm Springs, following week, New York, then Atlanta. I mean, I'm back to almost 3 times a month of traveling, which leaves us in a little bit of a dilemma, JC and I, because JC has 10 million jobs and we have no one to check in on the dogs. So if you remember the story for any of our listeners, JC at one time just by accident left out $20 when Julia came by. It was just sitting on the table and Julia took it when she checked on our dog. So she's now been renamed $20.
$20 to come with the dogs out.
So now you just
That's where I start.
But her prices have gone up.
Yeah.
Inflation. So we actually have a little bit of a present for you. But JC's walking over. So again, Julia is she lives about 1 mile away, 1 to 2 miles, 5 miles.
Yeah.
I would
under
say
under 10 for sure.
Under 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Definitely under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So we gave Julia a little present.
Is this a key to your home?
Yes. Yeah.
Your own key.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a key to the Fernandez household.
You guys just see me randomly on your camera using your pool.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's your guys' schedule today? Mind if I take a dip?
Come down. Julie's just sitting on the couch watching TV. Hey.
I'm like, what do you guys want for dinner?
With Jaxie Bear and Zoe. Because we were saying this, like, my travel schedule is ramped up, and JC goes, well, do you think Julia can come by and let out the dogs?
Yeah.
He goes, you know what? She should probably just have a key to the house. And so we have 2 people that have keys to the house. One, our friends, Greg and Sarah, and now you.
Me.
And we gave it to her in
a beautiful case.
It was a great case. Are you going to keep it on your mantle?
Yeah.
If you have a mantle.
I do.
Okay. You're going to keep it there.
I want to stare at it. I might put it in the entryway table so people know.
What does it say on it?
Zion case.
Where did you get that?
That's a small case that you would carry valuable baseball or football cards in.
Wow. That's like
specific.
Very specific. Yeah, that's the Fernandez. Okay. So we are now, I would say, 1 week into your new barn life?
Yeah.
New. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I feel like it's been such a blur.
It has been. So we're now 1 week into, 1 to 2 weeks into you being at your new barn. You've moved. But I will tell you, Jay, it was so hard to say goodbye to you. It was so hard. And I think, because the thing is, you put in essentially your notice at the start of the month. So you had 1 full month of being there. And I almost went through grieving phases almost of, okay, when you first told me, I broke down, cried a lot, cried in front of you. Then I asked you to, because you came over to the house and you told me, and I was crying really bad. Then I told you to leave because I wanted to take a hot shower and really process it.
Yes.
So you left. And then throughout the month, I would be like, okay, she's still here. This is really nice. Like, it's normal. Like, we're doing our adventures. We're talking. We're going on rides together. Then there was one day, and it was, I think, one of your last rides at the barn. And so I was, the way that Garcon and Contact Stall, they actually look into the jumper arena. So I was watching Julia ride and I was sitting in Garcon's stall so I could actually look out, or sitting like on top of his stall. And I was looking out and I was watching you ride and I was like, oh, it hurts. And I started crying then. And then when the official move happened, that was
rough. That was hard. Even
was it
for
hard
me.
For you? Because I know you have a black heart. And you don't really show
I
much
grieve
emotion.
In private.
You don't have it show was, any emotion. But were you sad?
I was really
make me feel a little bit better because I was hysterical.
I was actually really sad. And I'm the type of person, especially when it comes to processing my emotions, I will not process it until I actually have to and it's in my face. And that was in the back of my head the whole month of I know it's coming and I'm kind of not dealing with it yet. And then that final day, I mean, I was like, I got teary and then I honestly cried a little on the way home, and I had called my mom and was like, this was really hard, you know. And then you get to that point where it's, am I making the right choice? This is such a big change. Like, so much is up in the air right now. You know, it's such a big decision, especially in being at Blue Ribbon for so long and so comfortable with everyone. Like, that's like my family, you know. So,
but you would miss me the most.
Obviously. Obviously. So it was so much at once that hit me, as far as packing up my stuff, the emotions coming, then seeing Uno get on the trailer, then unloading there, and then being kind of like, where do I go? These are all new people. Yeah. I don't know how anything kind of works here. Where is stuff? And Molly was there when Uno and stuff arrived, because I had texted her and was kind of like, hey, I'm kind of overwhelmed right now. I would like to see a familiar face. And she's like, yeah, no problem. So I showed up and she was there at least. But it took some adjustment for sure.
Yeah.
It was a lot all at once. And I just felt very...
Well, we compared it to you going to a new high school or going off to college or something.
That's literally what it felt like to me. And it was definitely an adjustment period at first of learning where things are, learning how things go here, and, you know, meeting new people and all that stuff, which, you know, happens with any change. So then, you know, once I had settled in a little more, I was like, okay, I can do this. Like, it's okay. But it was definitely, you know, it was a lot.
Oh, I know. I mean, just when, I mean, I'm definitely wear my heart on my sleeve a million times more than you do.
Yes.
but yeah, I mean, I definitely like, and I had pretty much the whole barn coming up to me, Laura, how are you doing? Like, are you okay? It's like pretty much your sister leaving. And then when Uno was getting put into the trailer, I was crying. And then I don't know why, I just sat down on the ground and I was like, what am I doing here? Why am I sitting on the ground? And then when you and I hugged, we embraced for a long time and I'm crying. And then all of a sudden realized that I get your locker.
And you're like, hold on, this isn't all bad.
So can you describe my locker? So we have multiple tack rooms throughout the Blue Ribbon property. So it's on like 10 acres, I think. So we have multiple tack rooms. So our tack room is at the main barn, crumb de la crumb. And Julia's and my locker are right next to each other. But Julia has... Julia had like a staved art, like wood.
Yeah, it was, I don't know if someone had built it at one point.
Jesse built it. Oh. Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, it was three times the size of the others.
And I have a lot of bridles. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of products. I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So when I moved it in, it was like Virgo came full on out. It was so glorious. It's like I'm crying watching Julia leave. And then I'm like slightly.
You open the locker. You're like,
Julia, I can't tell you how many times once I got that locker into a good spot, how many times that I went.
And just looked at it.
It felt like Christmas morning. I kept going back to that locker to look at, and we'll post it on our Instagram, but you have to admit, I did a freaking good job.
It looks like a tech store.
It does.
It looks professionally done. You open it and it's like, wow.
And then I'm the only one, and this is something I'm a little disappointed that you don't do anymore. Figure eight bridles.
Yeah.
Why don't you figure eight your bridles anymore?
Because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm lazy and I'm like, I'm going to use it tomorrow.
Mm. I still figure eight them. I'm pretty sure that majority of the people at our barn do not know how to figure eight, because I've seen different variations of the figure eight with my bridles. Like, they know that I like to wrap them up.
So they're like, let's do custom.
There's so many different variations of the figure eight that happen to my bridles. And I'm like, no, this is not correct.
You're like, good try, but
not a correct figure eight. But I don't feel like anyone really figure eights anymore. Does anyone at Aspen Hill figure eight at your new barn?
Not that I've seen.
Do people hang up their halters there? Or they still leave them on the...
As far as I've seen, no one's left them hanging on the cross tie.
That has not happened?
Mm-mm. I think because there's so many... Not so many people, but
yeah,
it's in and out a lot. So like when I'm getting out of the cross tie and have my halter out, I'll usually toss it to the side on my groom box or something.
Okay. Someone, I sent you a gal that I'm friends with on Instagram. She sent me a picture of the halter hanging on the, what was it? What's it called?
The cross?
Cross tie. I couldn't even think of the cross tie. So the cross tie chain that it was hanging, she goes, a crime has been committed. And I respond back, did you call the police? It still happens.
It's true though.
It's so disrespectful. I gotta.
And I will admit, some years ago, I used to do it all the time because I just wasn't thinking and undo it and whatever.
Yeah.
But now I could never imagine.
Oh no. No.
I'm ashamed I used to do it.
No, I know. Cause I see it happen and I'm like, no way. Okay. So one of our jokes that Julia and I have with Contact and Uno, I do think so. Contact's 18 years old. Uno's way younger, but I feel like they have the very similar mindset of let's just cause some mischief.
Yes.
But it's never mischief that they want to get us off. It's just,
It's just playful, kind of like excitement almost. They're just being a little naughty.
Yeah.
Just being a little naughty.
They're being a little naughty. So the joke is that Contact is the mob boss. Mm-hmm. And Contact, so when we were having our last walk, our last ride, it's funny because did you think through this at all? I kept thinking, okay, this is probably the last time I'm going to do this with Julia. This is the last. No, probably not because you have a black heart.
I didn't think about it because in my head I was like, oh, I'm still riding. I don't have to say goodbye to anyone yet. I literally had not, when I tell you I will not deal with it until it's right up to the moment, I will not. Like, I am just like, la, 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 everything is great.
Yeah, that's one thing. The way that I process stuff is that I just want to be done and just move on. And that was where it was tricky. But anyway, so Uno and Contact, when they would walk around the cross country or one of the indoor rings, we always made this joke that Contact was the mob boss. So when we told Contact that Uno was going to be leaving, Contact was really excited.
Mm-hmm.
Because?
Because they expand the empire.
He is expanding the empire.
Taking over new territory.
How is Uno doing at the... Is he living up to Contact's...
I will say Uno has rebranded him. He rebranded himself. You know, he shows up, gets off his trailer, goes, all right, this is a new start. I'm going to redefine Uno here. And so he was placed originally in a middle stall with a horse on each side where they can go the outside of the stall. They can touch each other and stuff. So Uno was like, yeah, this is where I assert my dominance here. Had to get moved because he was bullying.
What kind of bullying?
Biting, jumping at each other. There was a horse right next to him that they really had. It was them having fun together, but at that point, we were like, okay, these are two big horses that are going to get into trouble playing too much and like having too much fun, but like biting at each other, rearing up at each other. One would be drinking, the other one would be reaching for the tail, stuff like that. So I'm like, what? I've never seen this side of Uno. And also, he was bullying Fiona. What? Uno was bullying Fiona.
No. Yeah. What was he doing?
I guess one of the days, and I hadn't seen this, and one of the days Fiona came back from a lesson and she was going to roll in the outdoor part of her stall. And I guess as she was laying down to roll, Uno ran at her and went to like bite her. So she got scared and jumped up and ruined her roll. Aww. And then she was like, ugh, didn't want to go near him. And I'm like, who is this?
He was the most docile. Who was he next to? I think he was a 25-year-old
quarter horse. Yes. He was next to his, like, scout.
Yes. Yes. And he would just chill. So now he's in it. He's like, that's the thing. He's got some swagger.
Oh, he had to be moved. We had to rearrange. Now he's on the end. Uh-huh. Fiona's in the middle. So he's away from his friend that they'll like lock eyes at each other outside. And I can tell they're like, I wish we didn't get moved. But rearranging that stopped everything. Uno doesn't really mess with Fiona. He's like, eh.
Yeah.
It was really the two guys right
there.
Two
guys.
Just bro-ing it up together, causing issues.
Yeah.
So they just have, I always joke that they send each other notes through or something. Because they'll stare at each other and I feel like they're just like, oh, I miss you. It's so weird. I was like, what?
I truly, there's a lot of dreams and aspirations I have, but I really would love to one day have all our horses, Molly with Fiona and now Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn.
Glenn. Garcon, Contact, Uno, Pico, and just put them in one big pasture.
Oh, God.
I just want to know.
I would be curious who would be the alpha. What do you think the hierarchy would be?
I don't know. I do feel like Contact, or I don't know, because I just feel like they are all friends and they would just all be happy. I don't know. That's truly.
I thought that too until I had Pico out in pasture and he got his ass kicked for 2 weeks straight. And then one day he just was like, I've had it. And he took power over. And then he became the herd leader. He beat, I forget who. Oh, it was Casanova.
Casanova. The horse that used to be at our barn.
Older gentleman. Very docile. So once Casanova got in pasture, he rebranded himself.
Who your dad?
Yes. My dad rode him and did he was the little. What's like a draft cross or something.
Yes, but he was like a Palomino?
Yeah, he was actually really pretty colored.
Do you know that I showed him?
Oh yeah, when my dad fell off, didn't you?
Yes.
My mom still to this day is like, he didn't even make it to the first jump.
So Julia's dad showed Casanova. Mm-hmm. So again, like great draft horse, awesome.
Solid as can be, yes. Bomb-proof, whatever. Gets to his first show in some years and is a lunatic.
First show ever, pretty much.
Oh. Lunatic.
Oh, he had Casanova. Been before. Okay, I thought you were talking about
Alan. My dad's first show.
Yeah.
But we're like, oh, he'll be fine on Casanova. Casanova won't care. Casanova was like, what is happening? Oh, my God.
Because he was headed to the first jump.
Yeah, he fell off like at the timer or something, I think.
So your dad's loss was my gain because
I think you sent me a picture afterwards and we're like, ooh, get to have some fun.
I took him in like a 2-6 hunter.
Yeah. Mouth. Like I was like, okay, go off queen.
Yeah. I was like,
My dad broke his hip.
I'm pretty sure Lynn paid for my show bill.
Probably. My mom's probably like, God, just check me out. Whatever. Just put it on there. God, I'm going to go to the hospital now.
I put Casanova.
You're like, I'm actually Garcon. Up for champions. So.
Can you add?
You're like, there's a card on file for the Hansen party, right?
I actually am pretty sure she did pay for my whole show on Casanova.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. She's probably just like, oh, whatever. Like, just check me out at the end.
Sorry, Lynn.
My mom's going to be listening and go, wait a second.
Wait a second.
Give me that $55 back.
My gosh, it probably was more like a grand. I did a whole circuit.
You're like, I was there for 3 weeks. Yeah. Trailered out the other horses.
So dumb.
You're like, I was in permanent barn 7.
Okay, so I will say Contact definitely misses Uno a ton. I actually got a little nervous the other day because he's been like a little sticky on the left shoulder. And just when I was picking up the canner or the trot, just in corners, I was mm-hmm. like, ah. So I first thought he was lame, but then it was just he had pulled a shoe. Mm-hmm. But then I still felt his left shoulder was really sticky. I don't know if I told you this. So I had their blue ribbon vet, Dr. Hargrove, look at him. And he's like, he looks sound, like he looks great.
Dr. Hargrove's like,
Laura, he looks amazing. Like I'm like, no, I feel like something is off on his left shoulder. And so then I had Misty get on him and she goes, I do feel like it's a little stiff or something. And so she's watching me ride. I've been overusing my outside rein to turn. I feel like as the more advanced that you get, I feel like you almost go away from the traditional aspect of the inside rein to turn. It's almost like I've been using my outside rein too much to turn versus the inside of just the where you learn to ride.
Yeah.
You use your inside rein to bend them. So I've always been like counter bending him. Mm-hmm. So I just literally shifted the way I do carry my reins. And then he was started moving totally fine. So Dr. Hargrove is watching all this go down and I'm like, oh, okay. So I screwed up my horse yet again.
Dr. Hargrove's like, yeah, it's in the reins. Next.
He made a comment. He goes, you are just lucky, Laura, to be riding this horse. He goes, you are just lucky to be doing it. But I don't know if I'm going to do this though. He did give me clearance to... Now, contact historical, like colic surgery, two tendon injuries, pretty severe tendon injuries. Mm-hmm. One, he cast himself in his stall. Then the other one was just diagonal limbs. So we decided never to jump him again. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Hargrove, because he's been, when contact does pulls, like canter pulls, like he literally jumps them.
Yeah.
So he gave me clearance to do some cross rails.
Are you going to do some cross
rails.
Okay, I would.
I want to do.
Yeah. I feel like he'll like it too.
Yes. Because he wants to, every time we're doing little canter pulls, like he tries to jump them. I was like, just like little shift in his brain a little bit.
I feel like he's really going to like that.
Do you think I can do long stirrup?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Can I go to long stirrup in my, I don't know. Is it time?
I don't know.
I think it's time.
I would fully support that.
On contact, but I don't know if I can do that with.
I don't know. We'd have to look up cross entry height.
Could I do cross rails? Is there a cross rail division?
I don't know about
that. Pay $5,000 for a week to do cross rails.
I'm sure that's.
I don't want to screw him up. I want to just like do it. Like,
he might get there and be like. Bah!
Well, we took him to that.
Oh yeah, and he was wild. Wasn't
yes, he was wild. So 2 weeks. He only gets 2 weeks of a vacation and at a horse show a year. That's all mama's going to do for him. Okay. Well, so we missed Molly so much. I probably should have opened with that. But Molly she's either at a horse show or I think maybe the kids have a baseball game.
Something.
Yeah. So she'll be back in like, I think 2 weeks and we'll be all joined together. But otherwise... feel like it's a good wrap.
Mm-hmm.
JC, did you fall asleep?
No.
Okay, you're there? Okay. Well, you can catch new episodes every single Tuesday and follow us on all social channels at the 3 Stride Podcast.